You're a demon, apparently. Chapter 15, final chapter. The car's engine sputtered and choked as he pulled into the parking lot. It may be a near-death trap made of mostly rust, secondhand parts, duct tape, and probably a bit of gum, but it still worked. It wasn't anything special, but it got you from place to place. It had been... jeez, had it been an entire year since he got back? The landing back in your own world had been unpleasant. You ended up in the middle of bumfuck nowhere with a massive headache. You wandered around in a daze for hours before passing out near a dirt road. Fortunately, a passing car had found you, and you woke up in a hospital the next day. You had been declared missing and presumed dead long ago, so the police had a lot of questions for you. Especially why you had multiple fractures, that showed signs of professional medical aid. You managed to bullshit an excuse of knowing basic first aid, and had set your own bones. When asked where the hell you were, you told them that you had been kidnapped by a fanatical anti-government group, managed to escape, and had wandered around for God knows how long looking for civilization. Which wasn't a total lie, just one of omission. They seemed to buy it, which was a relief. Adding the parts about alternate dimensions, talking horses, chaos gods, and, well, all the rest would likely end up with you being fitted for a very uncomfortable jacket and a padded cell. Truth be told, you had your doubts if what had happened was actually real. Everything after you fell through that sidewalk was so long ago that it just felt like a dream. Was Equestria even real or just some fever dream? Your injuries were very real, that was for sure, you just weren't sure how they happened. Even now though, it still felt like you were dreaming. As if you were gonna wake up in that damn circle again, listening to Father ramble on and on. Or maybe just wake up in some other dimension, maybe some ironic equivalent to hell. Or one where everyone had a funny mustache and talked backwards or something equally stupid. After talking horses, anything was on the table. The only proof that you had that it all actually happened was found in your pocket after leaving the hospital. It was a makeshift necklace with a heart-shaped leaf suspended in millennial-old tree sap. You weren't sure when Amber had slipped it to you, but you were happy that she did. It gave you some solace knowing that there was some proof that you hadn't completely lost your mind. And throughout the whole time, you never even took it off. You not being batshit insane wasn't the only good news. Since you got back, you had been lucky. Like, really lucky, at least in comparison to what happened in Equestria. Your old boss, ever the cold-hearted bastard, had replaced you almost immediately. However, your miraculous story had generated a bit of a media buzz with a few interviews, which in turn ended up leaving you with a respectable royalty check. It was enough to buy decently fully furnished apartments and the rust-caked chariot that you now drove. But it couldn't last forever. Recently, you had been approached by a kind-hearted woman claiming to be a principal to a nearby high school. Apparently, they needed a new janitor after the previous one had quit. According to her, there had been some sort of issue with a student who lost her shit after losing some beauty pageant or whatever 6 months prior. She set off a bomb that hit a gas line and did major damage to the building. Your predecessor had taken one look at the damage and said, quote, "Fuck this shit, my back's too old for this." Thankfully, the cleanup had already happened and reconstruction was underway. The only thing that you were needed for was basic janitorial work. It may not have been the most glamorous work, but it was a fat paycheck. That had raised a red flag, but your employer had explained that she wanted someone who would be discreet about oddities. Which is why she claimed that she hadn't been able to fill that position thus far. When you asked about what she meant, she just smiled cryptically and handed you a large ring of keys. If all you had to do was keep the place clean and your mouth shut for the biggest paycheck that you had ever gotten, then so be it. As long as it wasn't something illegal or whatever, you could handle anything. With all the good fortune that you had recently, maybe the universe was trying to make up for all the near-death experiences. Whatever the reason, you were not going to complain. It was your first day on the job, or night, as it were. Most of your shifts were in the evening, which wasn't really that bad. Besides, your equestrian escapades had really fucked up your sleep schedule. With a turn of the key, the engine sputtered to a stop. As you stepped out of your car, you surveyed the building. The front of the building was covered in plywood and tarps, and the front lawn was marred by a huge crater. Thankfully, whatever bomb the crazed bitch had missed the school's iconic statue, a horse majestically rearing up. At that moment, you connected the dots to Amber's last vision. Everything she said was here. You sighed and started towards the school, your keys jingling as you walked. Amber had been on your mind almost constantly since you got back. The same questions had plagued you. What could have been? Could you have had a future with her? And did you love her? It was hard to come to terms with. Ordinarily, a human dating a horse would be weird, to say the least. However, she was an intelligent being, so maybe it was closer to dating an alien. That was a little better, you guessed. Didn't help so much with a deep gnawing sense of longing, though. All those breakup songs suddenly made a lot more sense. Another sigh. It wasn't as if figuring out those questions and your own hang-ups about species would do you much good. Amber was lost to you, and you'd never see her again. You supposed that over time you'd move on. At least maybe you'd get used to the pain. Not too far away, you could see lights dancing in the sky. You remembered that the school was doing some music festival or something tonight. Whatever Ben was playing right now was good, despite being nearly out of earshot. It was low, almost hypnotic. Like the words were beckoning you to come closer. Maybe you'd stop by after you finished for the night, if they were still going at that point. As you got closer, you noticed a figure in front of the school. That's odd. You thought.
Shouldn't be anyone here this late.
The figure was definitely a woman, slender build and slightly shorter than yourself. Her skin looked to be a kind of pale blue in the encroaching darkness. She was facing away from you, so you couldn't see her face from behind her sea green hair.
Something's familiar about her. I can't quite place it, though.
The woman was wearing a simple brown hoodie with jeans and sneakers. She was stumbling around, almost falling over several times. Was she drunk or something? Whatever the case, you guessed it was probably part of your job to keep away people who weren't supposed to be here. You might as well make start earning your pay.
Hey, you!
You called to the mystery woman.
You can't be here!
The woman froze with an audible gasp. She slowly turned around to meet your gaze, with her molten, copper eyes.
Master?
She said, her voice barely above a whisper. You couldn't believe it. But there was no way that you could mistake that voice.
Amber?
Is that really you? She nodded, tears welling up in her eyes. And you felt a bit of wetness on your face as well. Her steps were wobbly as she tried to rush towards you, almost falling over again. You managed to dart over and catch her before she hit the pavement. The position you found yourselves in was interesting. For a long moment, you just stayed like that, just staring into each other's eyes. Then Amber smiled and broke down in crying laughter that would have been gross on anyone else. But on her, it was the most beautiful thing that you'd ever seen, and you couldn't resist holding her close as you joined in. It was a long time before you let each other go. Neither of you wanted to be the first, as if the other would disappear as soon as you did. Eventually, you pulled apart enough to look into her eyes.
How?
You asked.
How are you here? And you're...
A human.
She finished with a smile.
It's a long story, but Princess Twilight found a portal that led here, and I may have borrowed it.
But if you're here, then can you even be here? Won't everything get all fucked up again?
Amber hugged you tighter.
I don't know everything about how this works, but what I do know is that this doesn't work the same way as his summoning worked.
She grimaced at the mention of the name.
The circle that brought you to Equestria was unnatural, but the portal is like a tunnel. I think that's how she described it. Princess Twilight found it a few months ago, and she's made several trips here and back again without any problems. I saw her go in, so I...
She blushed.
May have snuck into her library to use it.
Well, I guess... Wait, Princess Twilight? Since when?
That's a long story. The short version is that she fixed some old spell, grew some wings, and now she's the Princess of Friendship.
Huh. Amber giggled.
Yeah, that's about how I reacted. Everybody else just seemed to accept it like it was nothing. They've been great to me, but they're a bunch of weirdos.
Her laugh was music to your ears. You couldn't think of anything greater sounding than that. One of your hands drifted to her head and began scratching. It was a bit different than before, but she still happily leaned into it.
So, how long can you stay here?
You inquired, still a bit nervous about potential metaphysical murder attempts.
I don't think that there's a limit. The portal only opens every so often, but I don't think that there's a limit to how long someone can stay in one world or the other. The first time Twilight came here was after an old student of Celestia's stellar element. Apparently, she's been in this world for several years, and she's not dead yet, so I think I'm okay to stay here as long as I want.
She looked at you with large, hopeful-filled eyes. The implied question was pretty obvious. You thought it over. The apartment you were in could certainly house two people. Your paycheck probably had enough excess to support her, but getting Amber a job would be difficult, with her being a literal illegal alien. That would be the hardest thing to deal with, especially if the government started looking into her. Maybe you could track down that pony Amber mentioned. These questions could be dealt with later. They all had a solution, if temporary, but when it came down to it, there was only one question that really mattered. Did you want to have Amber in your life?
Well, that was an easy answer. Of course, stay as long as you want.
you answered, as you hugged the pony turned human tight, to which she responded in kind. Her happy tears were forming a sizable wet spot growing on your shirt. After a long moment, you moved to get up. Amber tried to stand as well, but again wobbled and almost fell before you caught her.
I'm still not used to this new body.
She laughed. After a pause, she blushed and shyly met your eyes.
So, what do you think? My new body, I mean.
Your face went red.
You look good.
You stammered.
You look great. Not that you didn't look good before, it's just that...
The soft feel of her lips on your own mercifully cut your dumbfounded rambling short. It caught you off guard at first, but after a moment, you leaned into it. The music from the festival thing had gotten a lot quieter, and you thought you could hear a soloist. After a moment, it started to get louder, as more sounds joined it, like the world was giving you two a moment all to yourselves, before erupting into a celebration. It kinda made you want this moment to last forever. A lot of those moments recently. As you pulled apart, you stared into each other's eyes. You swore you felt a spark of... something. Magic, maybe as cliche as it sounded. No, fuck it. Who are you to dismiss something like that? After being sucked into another dimension entirely, you'd believe just about anything at this point.
So, what happens now?
Amber whispered. The reason you were here in the first place suddenly came back to you.
Well, for the moment, I've got a job to do. I need to clean the school. But after that, then maybe dinner?
I would love to try human food!
She hugged you tighter.
I'm so happy that I found you again.
Me too, Amber.
A thought struck you. You slipped a hand into your shirt and pulled out the necklace.
Oh, and by the way, I found this in my pocket. Any idea how it ended up there?
Well, about that.
She answered with a blush, as you slipped the trinket around her neck.
I wanted you to have something to remember me by, Master.
As if I could forget. And by the way, you don't have to call me that, right? I think we've established that I'm not a demon, nor your master.
Amber smiled shyly.
Oh, I know. I started to suspect it after the Diamond Dogs. Saving me from a pack of teeth and claws isn't something a demon would do. Now, when we first met, I was convinced that you were some soul-eating horror from beyond the veil, but after though, I figured out pretty quick that I was only half right on that.
Then... why?
Well, I don't think you've ever told me your real name.
Oh. Really?
She nodded.
Yep, no clue. To be fair, we had a lot more important matters at the time, so I guess it just never came up.
Oh, now that you bring it up... Come to think of it, why didn't anyone else ask? Twilight, the princesses, Discord... Father, I get, but no one else bothered to ask my name. I'm feeling kind of insulted, if I'm being honest.
Amber held your arm tightly for support, as you guided her shakily to the school.
To be fair, most of them were trying to stop the world from killing you, and Discord, well, he's kind of a dick.
Such language! What happened to my sweet little Amber? Those ponies have corrupted your once pure soul, and they call me a demon.
You gasped in mock drama. Amber giggled. In all honesty, you were glad that she was more confident. Guess without you around to latch onto helped her think for herself. Maybe for the first time in her life now that she thought about it. You planted a kiss on her head, and she sighed contently.
So, what is it?
She asked.
What is what?
Your name!
Amber exclaimed with a playful slap to your chest.
I think after all we've been through, I should at least know what to call you.
Fair enough. Well, Abergaze, my name is...
Your much belated introduction was cut short by a loud boom, followed by a rainbow blasting into the sky. After a moment, an immense ethereal alicorn with a rainbow mane descended from the clouds. It reared up and shot a rainbow laser at something that you couldn't quite see. The impact caused a blinding, massive fuck-off explosion, and it only lasted for a few minutes, but it was quite a spectacular sight. It left the two of you speechless. After a moment of staring into the sky in stunned silence, you managed to find your voice.
Let's go inside.
Good idea.
With her arms wrapped around one of your own, the two walked into the building, hoping whatever just happened wasn't an indication of whatever your future together held. You'd had quite enough magic shit trying to kill you, thank you very much, and it's not like you deserved any of it. After all, it's not like you were a demon or anything. When it comes to stories having beautiful endings, this is one of them. The whole story was beautiful in and of itself, with the humor. Oh my god, it is such an enigma. And if there's a sequel for this story, you better believe that I'm gonna try my damn hardest to read it for y'all. Now let's get on to our enigmatic and angelic donators. Top donators, TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, J-Tin Man, Darkseid, Ponyman, and Gauntlet. Zar-630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, Runescythe 9852, Hunter Norman, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Ronin Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Sky Uchiha, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitsune 9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Tim Bob, Starlight Glimmer, Lightning Blitz, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Hunter Mara, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Rakow, Mystery CU, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nissa Rusan, Vizuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, Just a Random Boy, Hodrick Plincart, A Crazy Person, Ponyman 365, Neapolitan, 6 of 9, Shyfire, Stamp, and Dion Baseri. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.